Yeah, but where did he put the tin? Did he put the tariff on the tin plate or on tin ore?
On the tin plate.
Oh, yes. Well, the ore came from there.
The ore, and they didn't use there and send it out. They made the machine. They got that from Saxony way back in Norfolk. And they were the masters.
Yeah, I know that.
Now, that's the thing that you say.
But what I'm getting at is
that exactly the postulate now. They said that the machine didn't work.
Yeah, but that's right.
Well, it did work. But the people got behind it.
That's right. So, what I'm getting at is today, the dialectic critic will not be convinced by just the bring out with respect to Republic Steel or Youngstown Sheet. He instantly finds a way of combating your main argument, if you let that become your main. And that being so, he destroys your whole article.
Yes, yes.
Now, he says, I cut the legs out from under you. All right. So, therefore, as I say, a statement like that, when made, should not be made as proving something merely as a little series of facts. Five men did me. They had an idea. That idea grew into this great place, and there's 500,000 or 300,000 people living out of it. Now, you haven't proved anything of that. That's just a fact. So, the dialectic critic is that he can't criticize, he can't challenge that. But if you say, because, let's put it this way, let's take the verse. Five men met, had an idea. They established a job,
business. 300,000 people want to
work. All right. 300,000 people are making a living. If those five men hadn't met, these 300 people today, 300,000, would either never been born or they'd starve to death. Now, don't you see? That's the complete opposite of the thing. Now you see? Therefore, never make the basis of the only thing I'm getting at, of an expository or dialectic writing, never make the basis of the story something that the carping critic can defeat you, can say there's a better explanation. Now that's what I ran into the other night when Paul Douglas and Bird were talking. I had to get up afterwards and talk a little bit about both of them. But I do say that you are doing a very magnificent job to take these people. You're not defending NAM, you're not defending anything except showing the great developments that have come around to us through businessmen of having imagination, courage, and leadership.
One of the things that I've said in these books that have been published on the other papers, I say these books, I say that I was born in but my father hated John Lee, because he said, so his increased in oil a little bit. I was wrong. Wall Street, and of course, you're not really white yet. But I say about these men, they're not devils failing on leaders and different government people for those things. There has to be government regulation because some would be predatory. But government must be the referee, and government does not take the ball and run into the future.
That's right. That's a matter of fact. That's the middle of the road theory of government,
and
which I claim is correct.
Yeah. Right.
Pershing's operations officer in the First World War. So so he was too young, really, to reach the top in the First World War, and of course he was too old for this one. But he was a great reader, a great student, and a logical man, and he's from Mississippi. One of the finest brains I ever knew. Served as his executive officer very intimately. And he believed so much in logic. And I've had two or three others like that. W.D. Conant was another one. But to whom I've been, George Moseley and MacArthur. I've been trained when you come down here, large event generals. I spent most of my life with generals. I'd get out with my little company, and they'd drag me in, they helped us. I've had to write a tremendous amount, and develop a logical approach that could stand before a congressional committee. So, probably I've had a little effective training, and you might say the logical approach to conclusions. But on the other hand, I like that approach. Well, I've liked it. I had a bent in that direction, too. And I never thought of myself as any particularly great man in the field of logic, but I do say that, and therefore I attempted myself. Well, anyway, so, as I say, in dealing with the individual and the accomplishments that can be just shown right out, just like a thing on the screen, then you're on very, very sound ground. But I would believe that the most eloquent writer in the country is not going to make even a dent into the general impression of what is the NAM. And I think it's most unfortunate. It's terrible. You can't ask them to change their name.
No.
But, and maybe over the long, long period of years, that might be a little. If we should have a revulsion now, I think that our business leaders were pretty goddamn good men and safe and helpless. Now, there is this about it. Our children coming up would gradually absorb this, and now 30, 40 years from now, NAM might be a very, very great something.
These people who've been shocked at the tip of St. Paul, and you should be careful with it, it is one in our remember a lady said to me during the last election, she said, well, my son,
do you know that 52% of the population alive in this country today has never known a Republican?
I didn't know that percentage.
Well, because I think you're counting 10 years old as the...
Yes.
There's 52% of our population was born after 1922.
Yes.
Now, the came to power, and...
Yes.
So I think... You gave me that percentage. I think
well,
54.
Now, I'll switch for a little moment I'm going on a
meeting
to sell on the broken book.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always wanted to go up into Europe and Asia and Africa. But I want to go to the Indonesian Asia. I want to get into China a little bit. And I can get a letter of recommendation. I wrote a story on the new president of Niue. Mr. Johnson, who was a Brigadier General on the staff.
I don't know.
Good stubborn job over there.
Well, I'll do that. I'll just drop him a note and say you're coming by.
Yes.
And that if he has a...
I see she's lovely, and,
Are you leaving me this book?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, I can read it. Yeah.
Well, it'll be fun to read about our old friend, anyway.
I won't write a man, but from the second season, I saw him 6 times.
Hmm.
I went out to his home and sat before his fire.
All right.
With him. I went to his office. I drove with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you do to be writing a story if I can't write something? Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
He's a great gentleman. I saw him just a short time ago.
Oh, he's a nice chap. I like
him. I'll tell him.
Yeah, I'm
not.
I think I've met him.
And I still feel I'm going to like Carcetto de Lendar S. I still think we should save our country.
Let's hope I don't destroy it.
Good, good. Best of luck to you, sir.
To you.